This is Carolyn Cromings, and welcome to the Quit Getting Screwed podcast, where we talk about everything related to contractors, construction, and information to help you run better businesses. Hey, good morning, or whenever time you're listening to this, and welcome to the Quit Getting Screwed podcast. For those of you who don't know, Quit Getting Screwed is kind of my brand. It's based off a book that I wrote, an Amazon best-selling book called Quit Getting Screwed. And it's all about how to negotiate a subcontract and how not to get screwed, because that's where all the risks are in the construction industry, is in the subcontracts. And so based upon that, I founded the Subcontractor Institute, is where basically I teach the 20 chapters that are in the book Quit Getting Screwed for free. You can go, and there's 80 forms there that are downloadable for free that go with the book. There is also upload your contract, and I will review it within 5 days, or one of my contract experts will, for a flat fee price per page. So go check it out, the Subcontractor Institute. Sign up. It's free. Great resource. If you wanted to learn how to dive in and do your own contract and review it and understand what it means, or you can have us do it. So that's my intro about Subcontractor Institute. Today we have with us Jim Evans, who is the founder of BidClips, and he's going to kind of tell us what that is and all about that. And I want to tell you, just on the front side, we did eSub the other week, and that was kind of for a commercial contractor to have an online platform. And now BidClips is for the residential contractor to have an online platform to keep track of anything. So technology is the wave of the future, especially in the construction industry. And as a lawyer, to have everything in one place all organized will save you time and attorney's fees. So, hey, welcome to the show, Jim. How are you?
Hey, thank you very much, Carolyn. I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here. My co-founder, Austin, who's the CEO, and I are just really happy to be part of what you all are doing. It's as important as anything we're about to do in the next 5-10 years of the industry.
Awesome. So tell me a little about yourself, how you got started in construction, and how you got to start BidClips. Tell me the story.
Well, I'm still trying to figure that out, like most of us. But, I've loved the home services since I was a kid. I was one of those kids just fascinated with tools and with just the industry. But I actually grew up, my father was a grocer and my grandfather. So my grandfather is actually in the Hall of Fame for the National Grocers Association for his customer service skills. And that's just that's a whole other podcast. So I grew up in a wonderful family of entrepreneurs. And when I was 14 to 15 years old, I was in a tough household situation. And my father, my parents were divorced, called me and said, "Hey, I'm moving to Montana and I'm going to buy a small auto glass shop. And you want to come with me?" And I was entrepreneurial. I was the kid selling, ice cream out of my truck and lemonade and always peddling things. And I love business. So I took that as an opportunity, and I moved in with him and my stepmother and started kind of a new life. And we started in the glass business. And starting in auto glass was crazy. It's a commodity. It's fast moving. The margins are huge. It was just auto glass in the late 90s was incredible. And, we went from one store in Kalispell, Montana, to 8 stores across Montana and Washington between my father and my uncle. And in that growth, I got to see a fast-growing company. Most importantly, I got to see how to build a company right. And I'm not talking just the bottom line. I got to see customer service. I got to see, my uncle is the most lovable guy. He could sell to anybody. They just took care of customers like crazy, and the company just took care of itself. And then at a certain point, we knew we needed to go deeper. So we actually bought into the Glass Doctor franchise as a family, where we started doing residential, commercial glass, shower enclosures, and became a full-service glass offering. Well, in that journey, obviously, I picked up all sorts of skills, from trim carpentry to landscaping. In Montana, you learn to do everything. And then in college, I actually left and I went and worked for a sales and marketing company in California and Boise, Idaho. And I got to mentor an amazing businessman. And he just took me through the ringer. And there was a moment he offered me a job and we talked about it. And honestly, I said, I want to go back into the home services business. And I remember my dad and my uncle like, "You're crazy. Why the heck would you ever come back here? This sucks. You're living the dream." And I said, "No, I love to take care of people and I love the industry." And that was that moment. So I came back and I managed a shop. And I built one of the family shops from about 600,000 to 1.2 million and almost crushed my life and just the stress. And I was young and I was in my 20s and just kind of imploded, you know, and I talk about that a lot on my podcast, Today in Trades. We die of indigestion or problems more than we ever die of starvation. So at that moment, I sat with my grandfather, my role model, at a lake cabin, family lake cabin in Minnesota. And he said, Jimmy, stop trying to do what everyone else wants you to do. He's like, you love customer service and you love to sell and you love to be that first impression with customers. So just do that and do it well. Damn it. You know, he got on me and I stopped and then I started a company called Service Station, which is still around today. I'm so proud of it. 11 years of taking inbound phone calls. We would answer calls for shops, for auto glass, shower enclosures, broken windows. And I got a bunch of wayward college kids who like to travel the world. And I said, hey, I've got a great job that will appease your parents. I'll pay you commission and you can live anywhere you want. This is back before COVID, before working remote was cool. And we built up to 50 clients in North America and 25 team members. And we built just a hell of a great little customer service company. And in that journey, I gathered a ton of gap data, a ton of cool insights and information about customer behavior. And I'm just a student of the customer experience. And I love it. And I'm always learning. My favorite book, if some of you are listening, is Delivering Happiness with Tony Hsieh. I'm founder of Zappos. Everyone in home service should read that book. It's how you, it's just some of the things we'll talk about today. So that's the long elevator ride. And then that actually morphed into meeting my business partner, Austin, who came in with the technology. He grew up in technology, grew up in finance. So he had the refined skills that I didn't have in those spaces. And I'm like, you be the CEO, you bring the technology in. He built Big Clips. We did it on a handshake. We did a merger. And then last January, we went live after a year of beta and testing. And it's been great since. And I told him, I just want to help the customer succeed. I want to help our team to keep delivering great service. And I want to help the home industry to adopt technology. That's what I do. You make sure you make some killer platform and killer technology. So that's where we got. It's a wonderful company. We really enjoy each other and we enjoy our clients.
So, and it sounds like you've had a lifetime of experience that this is really what you enjoy. But how important is customer service in any business? I mean, from your perspective.
It's more important in home services, and it's the most important thing. And everyone listening, I was a technician for years. I've been in homes. I have a sweatshirt that says customer whisperer. I am the one that steps in on the frustrated customers. I am an adamant retriever people pleaser. Okay, so I am going to solve an issue. Well, I'll tell you, customer service is the most untaught necessity in our industry. Just like contract negotiation, we have some untaught skills that are a necessity, not an option. And too many times I think, so first of all, home services, Carolyn, it's our home is our most important asset for all of us. We show it off when we have dinner parties. We're proud of it. We're always talking about projects we're working on. That's an intimate space for people. Same with businesses, for business owners and their buildings, but more so in the home. So when I go into a shower, I'm not just selling them a piece of glass and a couple of clamps. I'm selling them their dream, their what they want to see in the shower. And it's usually about so much more than just the technical install, how they want it to feel, how they want it to, and that's all called empathy. And empathy is customer service. And so I grew up with a grandfather who made sure we thanked every single customer when they left the store. My wife is an ICU nurse. She's taught me empathy. I listened to her courses on how to empathize with families of dying patients. And I know that sounds all touchy-feely, but most of our listeners here, Carolyn, we either inherited a business from our family, we're technicians who the owner just said, I'm tired, here's the keys to the business. And a lot of you are just damn good at your trade, but you're terrible at communication and we're terrible at marketing. We're terrible at telling our story because some of the best service workers don't know how to talk about themselves because they sound like it's arrogant. And so for me, customer service is absolutely the game changer between hating your company and wanting to quit and not knowing why you're still doing it and loving this industry, enjoying it and building a future for your family and yourself. It's literally customer service. And customer service doesn't mean you bend over backwards and just get taken advantage of. Customer service means you can communicate, you can feel, and you can understand, and you can under-promise, and you can over-deliver.
Well, and I think that in any human interaction, the main thing is somebody wants to be heard. And so even if you don't agree, if you give somebody a platform to be heard, and then you can talk through the problem, but if you really listen and quit, just listen to what they have to say, and let's work through this together, you're going to get so much further. Because I think truly, that's the difference. If you want to beat your competition, it's customer service. You can charge more. You can because people will pay more if because you have awesome customer service. So with that said, how does BidClips help you in that area? How does BidClips help you offer that awesome customer service to everyone who wants to hire you because you'll answer your phone and you're clear about what happens?
Well, first of all, that takes effort, skill, and labor to create great customer service. My grandfather used to say, never underestimate your willingness, never underestimate your customer's willingness to pay you more for great service. So you're right, Carolyn. First of all, make sure you're pricing things well. BidClips helps customers know where their profit, their pricing sits. So you're not just taking on every single job. So BidClips is a platform, for those of you listening, a program tells you this is what you do. You put it in, you execute, get parts in the truck. Okay, great. Platform says, we're going to actually customize the way our customers encounter our shop. And I know some of you are like, oh, that sounds really, really advanced. It's not. It's simply, what questions do we ask? Carolyn hit it right on the head. With every job we do, we need certain points of data. We need certain things from a customer, whether it's a kitchen remodel, a deck rebuild, a glass shower enclosure, which is my favorite space, windows. There's certain data, right? So often we spend 8 and 9 touches and phone calls and customer encounters to then have it go into text, a little bit in email, a little bit on our personal phone. Caroline, I'm sure it happens at your business too. You've got all these areas and buckets where everything's sitting, and you spend most of your day just trying to find it all. Here's what BidClips does. We dominate the first impression with your customers, whether on the phone or through your website. So our templates and our customization allows you to ask the questions you need for your business. It allows you to inform and teach your new hires on your industry. So you're not sitting there having to just sit with them for days hoping they work out. We have nice scripting. More importantly, though, Carolyn, when you present your estimate to a customer, it's not some piece of paper with a bunch of technical jargon that just says, thank you, we hope to earn your business. That's not how we buy things. On Amazon the other day, I spent probably $1,000 on junk for my boat because I want to buy options. And then when I buy one thing, I'm like, oh, I better add this to the cart. BidClips lets you take your estimate from the field or remote, however you want to do it, and sends a presentation that looks like an Amazon.com experience. It allows customers to pick add-ons. It explains the services in the bid, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So they accept the terms of the bid. So back to your Quick Getting Screwed book, make sure you guys are following that. It lets you protect your preliminary bid, you know, which is different than your work, you know, your actual contract. It allows you to set up a good bid. And most importantly for me, customers can message back and forth right through your website, right into the platform, just like Airbnb, and they can book that job and pay. So they can just say, yes, I want to move forward. Here's my deposit. And most of our customers, a good chunk, just pay after hours, early in the morning, and they're on the shitter in the morning, they just pay. So making it easier. So what we found is that by having a platform, it allows us to be more dynamic. So that's really the high level of what BidClips is, what it does from one service worker to another.
So it's everything in one place. If they have a question, they can ask it in there. It's clear on the work we're doing. Can they schedule through there? Or what about the time frame or completion? What about the time of the project?
Is very good. I've been consulting for years, and if there's one thing I've found, there are no two companies that do it the same. And instead of me trying to make a program or my partner where we're trying to teach people our ideology, that's never going to work. So however your business works is how the platform works. If you don't want scheduling, you turn it off. If you want scheduling and the chance for customers to book, you can put that in there. If you want to just have a certain message, it's completely customizable. I'm a huge fly fisherman. I love it. I live in Montana. You have to be. If you've ever watched River Runs Through It, that's just what you do. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, one of the reasons I love to fly fish is I know my secret spots and I know my fly patterns. And I'm not just going to tell, you know, Carolyn, when you come visit, like I'll show you some things. I'm not one of those things. I'm not one of those people where it's like it's all sizes fit. So we created the fly shop, right? We'll give you your rod, we'll give you your flies, and then it's up to you to decide who you share it with and how you use it. This is important because as we move into the next 10 years of our industry, you're either a sheep or you're a wolf in a way. I mean, if you're looking to just be told what to do, there's big conglomerates coming in and scooping that up. If you're wanting to adapt your company and have your secret sauce, well, we have templates. You make your special bid templates that present videos, present your presentation of your bid. Who you are as a company is important. Some of our best users have videos of talking about how they're going to take care of you at the home, how long they've been in business. So when you're making that buying decision, you're not just looking at a piece of paper. You're seeing, okay, I'm buying these people as much as I'm buying the wood and the screws. And so that's really, to me, the biggest reason a platform is going to be important.
All right, two things. How important is consistency in this process, in any business in the construction industry, in the intake process? I know how important it is in my business. I mean,
you know, here's the thing. Growing up in the business with a father who just was so afraid to leave his store, because when he left, he was like, what are they saying to our customers? Well, with Big Clips, once you set your templates, we don't like typing at Big Clips. So we have canned messages. You can just click it, loads up a message that I typed as an owner. You can load up a video that I made. So I know as a shop owner that every estimate is going out with a professional presentation that people can see on their phone, on their computer, and they can choose us without me having to manage. So my estimators have better tools, which they're happy about because they close more jobs. Our customers get a better experience because they get to actually see who they're buying, not just the shop, but the family behind the shop, the years of service, what we do in specific instances. It's our secret sauce. And then the best thing I like is, yeah, that customer goes and sends it, checks it with their competitor. They don't have anything like that. You know, they're maybe searching YouTube to find nothing. So I just think it's an amazing way to dominate your space. And most important, just tell your story. Don't brag. Just say, here's why I do what I do. And for those of you listening that hate what you do, then get out of the game. Don't. But those that want to keep building your business and want to actually go on a trip, you can know your estimates are coming in. You can log in from your computer from Orlando, like me last week, and you can see everything that has happened on each service ticket, service request, right in one place to manage your business. And I catch problems, I can help see landmines before they happen, and we can run our businesses more eloquently and smoothly with less effort.
Okay, so say like I'm the typical contractor. I have a bid sheet that I fill in. It's like, you know, the triplicate, red, white, and pink, and I give the owner one, and I keep one, and I'm very limited on my knowledge on computers or technology at all. Can you train me to do all, like, I want to do that stuff. I want the video to show me working and all my guys, and I'm so happy. But if I invest in Bid Clips, are you going to help me do that? Or is it, I have to figure it out on my own?
Absolutely. So we have a relentless customer service, almost to a fault. We know our industry sucks at computers. So you don't need to be intimidated. At Big Clips, we decided to make it as easy as possible. You just upload things. If you can type an email, this is what I tell people, you can run Big Clips. It's the same ease of functionality. But more importantly, Carolyn, you hit the nail on the head. Yes, absolutely. Not only will we help, we offer consulting, we can help the shops. And if you are struggling with basic computer knowledge, I do encourage everyone in our industry to go take some basic classes online, carve out some time, learn the basics of computers, because we won't be relevant. Hire someone that can help you with that. You know, it's important to treat technology as a tool for our business more than ever. This is not just 10 years ago where people were starting to want an emailed estimate. Now where people want options, they want to click on it, they want to tell you what they're doing, they want to message you, they don't want to pick up their phone and talk to you. So you have to have all that ready. So we've made it as easy as possible, but we're also here to help you through it. We don't make anyone feel belittled. We make sure everyone feels comfortable. And what, you know, the bigger challenge, Carolyn, is getting these great shop owners to just, you know, to just work with a marketer to like tell their story. And if you can do that, any marketer in the country can just plug it into your Big Clips platform for you. And then every time an estimate goes out, you know, consistently a message is being shared. Every time something happens, it's just consistent. You also know that when people call in, they're going to get the same encounter. You can do it very simple or you can do it complex. And all of those first impressions, the right questions get asked.
Because I don't know, I've been paying a lot of attention to personal branding. And apparently like 67% of sales are based on what they know about you personally, not just your company, but what they know, you know, your story, your why, that's becoming completely more relevant. And in this time frame, it's not just, you know, I'm going to go do a good job. Why do you do it? Why is it your passion? People want to hire people that love what they do because they're going to get a way better product. And so the more you can mush that into, you know, the technicals of here's your estimate, but here's a video on how I'm so awesome. And that, but then arises the question, what happens to the companies that aren't doing this? Are they going to be at a disadvantage?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for anyone who's willing to learn customer service, adopt some platforms. First of all, with that being said, it's a great opportunity for you to be able to take. This is a great opportunity coming out of COVID to do more with less. Right now, many of our clients are just taking every job and hoping they make money. With BitClips, it helps you to qualify the right jobs. Many of our users will actually use BitClips to remote estimate. So during COVID, they were calling us to be like, wow, customers don't want us in our home. They want us to get a rough estimate. They don't know if it's 2,000 or 500, yet we just drive a van over there like idiots. You know, they just want to know, like a rough idea. Yeah. Okay, give me this picture, this measurement, put in a few Pinterest links and just tell me what you're looking for. Give them a preliminary bid that says this could change by 30%. And that will make a lot of your customers very happy and save you both a lot of time. And you know what? You might be surprised. They might just book it at that price. Then you can come in and come in cheaper than that. And they're pumped. They're happy. They're telling their neighbors you're doing more work in their home. And you've just gotten a better job than spending half of our day just driving around. Or maybe they send this ugly picture that's out of focus. BitClips tells them these are the three things we need. And we'll get you a remote estimate. So that's one way our users use it. The other thing is that people trust technology more than humans. I hate that because I love to talk. I love to connect with people. I hate that. I thought they were wrong. But if you read any studies from Gartner, this generation, we trust Amazon.com. We trust buying a professional. When you get a little confirmation that says, we heard you from Jimmy's Glass, right? They know they trust it. If a person just says, I'll be about $2,000 on the phone and hangs up, I'm not giving you $2,000, Tom. So, you know, I don't know what you just quoted me. I don't know if you even heard me. And BitClips, we say, here's what we heard. Here are the images that we took at the home or that you uploaded. And here's what we can do for you. If you want a more accurate estimate, we'll come to your home. But we just want to make sure you're good so we don't waste time. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been fantastic. And some of the success stories of our customers have been incredible.
Yes, that's what I want to know. Give me some, you know, concrete how this is changing their business.
It's one thing to have an idea, and it's another thing to have a product that's just kicking it in the field. And so we have, so far our retention is incredible. We've made price a very limited barrier. So it's been just awesome to see people. It's hard to get people into technology in our industry, but it's been awesome to just see them thrive. One of our power users saved $31,000 in fuel last year. That's what he estimates, just fuel alone by simply giving customers an option. You know, would you like to give us a few data points? We'll give you an estimate. Or would you like us to roll a truck and then we'll just do a small in-home consultation fee? Like that little thing just changed the game. 30 to 40% of bids being booked after hours increases cash flow and their deposits to say, I want to do it. The ability for customer, and you don't have to take down payments, everybody. If you want to bill them later, it's all customizable. So just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. But these customers saw cash flow increase. In fact, the quote of one of our owners was, BitClips is like an ATM machine. It just gets you the cash up front. Because, Carolyn, we actually give the customers an option to pay you whenever they want, up to the total. And we find customers halfway through the project, just maybe it's a, you know, budgetary, they just want to get it done. They're just throwing money and it just shows up in your account. You get a little email that says you got more payment. That's a fantastic situation. And then lastly, the success that I love the most is we've seen some of our clients at a 3 and 4 time increase in revenue without adding technicians or labor. So those of you like, we're so busy, we can't find labor. I'm first like, okay, well, welcome to the world. Okay, labor's hard. You got to recruit. You got to pay people well. Okay. And I'd say to my clients all the time, hey, you pay a technician $120,000. I'll bet you can find all sorts of great workers. Oh, how could I do that?
Exactly.
Use some technology, run your business leaner, maybe cut some of the fat out and you can then pay your people well. Okay. The second thing, more importantly to me, is just don't have your people running around doing stupid stuff. So sit down and make a workflow and you'll find that you make a workflow and you're like, wow, we're doing a lot of things twice. BitClips tries to make it one time. So we're just seeing a lot of success in cutting out the fat of companies. We're seeing success in qualifying the right jobs. I did glass for years. There's certain jobs I don't want to touch. I am happy to send them to my competitor. That's what they do. They're good at it. And then there's jobs I'm definitely going to win. I'm the best in town at. And then there's ones I'm like, you do not want me doing that job. So being able to see and qualify and then give customers a good understanding of where your scope of work is. So we're finding just our users that are diving in. And like anything, Carolyn, the ones that use it, I love it. And that's a leadership thing. So we have Today in Trades, and we have all sorts of tools to help you lead and adopt technology. You know, just because you have a toolbox in back doesn't mean you go out and ever use it. So we're just excited. The ones that dive into our program and use it, great. And then the ones that just use it for follow-ups, this is my favorite part. So I don't like to sound salesy. We've been so excited by the success. We have one client who just takes all of the estimates that their teams don't sell. They put it into BigClips. Okay. They send it off. For up to 3 months, it just keeps following up with customers. They can just book at any time. And they don't have to do anything. No people have to call. You don't have to manage a file. It's just taken care of. Mm-hmm. They book $57,000 a month and just missed opportunities. That's 50 grand that like you might have gotten by making all those calls. But more importantly, that's two or three secretaries worth of work that you just had technology do for you. I'm sorry, the secretaries, who that's your job, but I have lots of things you can do for us other than sit there and
call and leave voicemails all day. So what is... So at what price point for businesses is this, how much is it, how much do I have to be grossing that would be a wise investment for a company to invest in BigClips?
Hey, I have friends that have one van and they just do it themselves. And I have friends that have mm-hmm. Multiple locations, 10 million a year and private jets. Like, we have the whole spectrum. So we wanted to make the tool. I don't like features and being nickel and dimed. I've never liked that when I ran my store. So I made this, applicable. So first of all, we don't like price to be a barrier to technology. So it pays for itself. I've so many times I tell clients, you put 10 bids through, if you don't close one or two of them, I'll give you your money back. And you close one bid, you pay for yourself. So it starts at $169 a month for a small shop that just maybe has a shop. You get unlimited users. You get all the features of the big guys. Because I want the guy with the little van to be able to compete with the big companies if they do a great job. Mm-hmm. If you're a bigger company, it can go up. Our average customer is at about $450, and it kind of just depends on what you need as far as size of shop, onboarding, help, etc. Everyone gets a little bit of onboarding, a nice little path, and we've got YouTube videos and people to help out. So, it just ranges, Carolyn. But honestly, in a way, a lot of times we're underpriced because if you compare us to HubSpot or a Salesforce.com, those are so expensive and just not even applicable to our industry. So hopefully that answers the question, but price is never the barrier. I give you my word. If it doesn't work for you, we don't want to charge you.
No, it's exciting that all this is up and coming, because we can really make change in this industry. But I wanted to go back to, taking care of your team, and your company is really who you are. And that's not to say that you have to be there every day to run it, but the attitude you have when you are there is the attitude that your company's going to have. I mean, Lisa, that's what I've seen. What have you seen? Like, how can you affect the people that work for you? And on that level, how can you affect how they work if they're going to stay, and then how they affect your customers by your attitude?
Honestly, I've been lucky enough to go through hell in my life to learn that if you don't come from a state of brokenness and of just wanting to improve and be a better person. I think ego, like our company at BigClips, we have a check the ego at the door. If we sniff any ego on someone, they're not hired. If we're not all teachable, all the way up to me and my partner, we try to get good feedback loops. We try to make safe space for our employees to tell us if things are terrible. As a shop owner, I like to jump in the van and ride as much as I could and listen to the guys and just know what they're going through. And what's funny is I'm not, highly educated. I have a college degree, sure, but I had to learn by watching, YouTubes and podcasts and learn how to take care of people. So I think that leadership starts with your attitude. And it starts at the beginning. Often one of the jokes I always made was I was a big fan of like shoe covers and just a good presentation when I was working in a home. And I tell my guys, I said, if you ever catch me in a home without shoe covers, I'll give you my business. I will give you the company fully. It's such a habit for me. I just can't not do it.
Yeah.
And that was the only way they're like, okay, they all started wearing it. And so I was like, it's a non-starter. You can't like ask your team to do stuff you're not willing to do, is what I'm saying. You can't. And that's just that's just basic leadership, Carolyn, and you and I could both just have a great, that's just a big need. But secondly, a lot of times people ask me, how come you didn't build a program that attacks core competencies like van routing and invoicing, all that stuff? I'm like, well, if you have an engine and you're putting crappy fuel into the engine, then what's the point? So Big Clips went to the front of the engine, the front of your store, the front line, and started to help qualify and get the better jobs that are communicated correctly with happy customers. Then your operation runs actually a lot differently. And I think it's the same with leadership. If you're not starting from the top down, and if that's not you, by the way, hire somebody that is. We don't all have the strengths. Some of our owners are in the techs in the field running the technicians, and then they hire a partner or someone that they like to be their leader. You know, perfect example, our company, as it's getting bigger, we have a great COO. He's my brother-in-law. He does a way better job of me at just keeping things rolling and running. And that's identifying what you're not great at. So,
well, I think that's a huge part of running a business is that you're not the right who for every job. And there's a book that was on Audible that's who, not how, right? And that is really, if you want, don't be wrong, it's going to be done well. It might not be done exactly the way that you're doing it, but it's going to be done and it's going to be good. And so that's like, I'm trying to train my managers is that first off, if you're hired here, I don't care if you're the receptionist. I don't care if you're the highest paid attorney. We treat each other with respect. If you can't do that, you're not welcome because we're all people just trying to solve a problem. That's what we're doing. And so they walk in the door with that. And then, you know, and then my managers love their job and want to do it so well that they just want to do it all. And then they stress out that it's not all done right. I was like, take a deep breath. There's going to be issues. We'll work through them, whatever it is. But I mean, there is a fine line between having processes required to run your company and not giving anybody freedom to make decisions, which everybody wants to know that they put something into their company, that their decisions make a difference. So how do you have managers? How are you training them?
It's a great question. So education, I was just going to tell you, I love your book. I love that you're doing podcasts. One of the biggest reasons I came and talked to you guys at the last trade show was, I was like, that is awesome because education is the key. No one wants to be sold to. I get excited and I start to sound like I'm selling when I just get excited about things. And it's okay to be excited, but education is what actually makes you your company better and your customers happier. So whether that's an education on what they're buying via Big Clips, whether that's education on how to make your business suck less by being educated on just getting, and I've, man, when I saw your book, I've worked for so many big contractors that, and as a subcontractor, it like gave me a sour patch. Now that I've read the book, I'm kind of like, I think I could tackle it again. I truly mean that. And so what you educating was like, oh, okay, who am I going to call now? I'm going to call Carol and her team because they educated me. And so I think it goes internal and external is what I'm trying to say. It's internal in as you educate your team on what you're trying to educate externally to our customers, they follow along, and creating that frictionless connection between internal and external actually is a double way to train and present. So with that being said, I was modeled to me how to handle customers. Well, now we have digital ways to do that. You have little video, like in Big Clips under our how to gather customer information, we have a little video that one of our educators, Gabe, you know, would do. And he's like, here's what a power greeting looks like. Here's what we look for. Our new people watch it, and Gabe's off, you know, working with Big Clips. You know, they get to see what we want our customers to encounter. So I think that what I'm saying is, with little easy technology that we're all used to using on our phones, etc., you can then educate internally while educating externally.
That's just amazing. I'm just so excited how the industry is changing, and really, it's really gotten a bad rap, and that's why the book Quit Getting Screwed, because it's really, if you don't know the landmines that are out there, you'll get screwed and be put out of business. And I don't think it has to be that way. I think it can go back. I mean, the construction industry has been around, you know, for thousands of years. Guys for years did things on handshakes, and we've gotten to this place where it's, I'm trying to, you know, screw you so I can make more money. And that's so far from what it should be, because building something is an honorable living. Putting your hands on something is creating something. That's amazing. Not everybody can do that. And it really, you know, I should be able to go to work and do what I like to do and not worry about this contract that I signed that might put my business out of business. So anyway, we can do that. And you know, especially on these smaller companies, it sounds like what you're doing is amazing, really giving them the tools to make them, you know, showing their brand and showing what makes them different and showing their passion, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day, helping people and loving what you do.
Yeah, it gives them something to sell, and it gives you something to show, and it gives you something to actually move forward. But on that same topic, I guess we are all beating stereotypes, whether it's the contractor subcontract relationship or just home services to the customer. And I'm the king of that. You know, I just like everybody, I have my own stereotypes. You have to overcome stereotypes through humanity, through connecting with people. Mm-hmm. So, and our platform is just the piping and the conduit for electricians, plumbers, anyone to connect with your people. Because it's awesome. I know you know this, Caroline, you've visited, you meet your clients, and when you're in their space and in their shop, a lot of times they're just wonderful people mm-hmm. that you trust when they're in that space. Mm-hmm. But that sometimes doesn't ever get communicated to the mm-hmm. contractors they're working for or the customers because mm-hmm. of the stereotype. And then I think we got like all of our swords and stuff up. That doesn't mean people aren't going to take advantage of you. You can walk, you can speak softly and carry a big stick. You can still try to work towards the way Merico is built. And if you're looking at technology innovation in the future, you know, home services and the construction trades is something that will be the last thing that robots are going to automate. So, you know, if people are looking at careers and you're a little worried you might get replaced, right? Start getting into the trades and learning trades. That will help our labor shortage, and it will help us all to get back to what.
No, I agree. And to bosses out there, start making it. It'll pay off tenfold. I promise. It really will if you invest in people. So, where can people learn more about BidClips and your podcast and all the things?
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, and we do. And that was my last little plug, is I'm a big fan of women in the trades and making it safe for people of all walks of life, et cetera. And, you know, if you're facing a labor shortage, you know, go see some of my podcast and Carolyn, some of our stuff on creating a safe space to work. And that's my last little bullet point on how to coach people, is you got to make it safe for people so that they can work there. And you'll find that women are an underused resource. There's a lot of them that are wonderfully, they're more accepted in the home for certain customers, et cetera. So yeah, I think that there's lots of ways, and I'm tired of hearing people say, I can't find help. I'm like, well, that's your problem. Because we're all having a hard time finding it, but you know, now your new customer is your potential workforce. So start treating your employees like they're customers,
exactly.
And you might all of a sudden find you've got some good people.
Are invested in your company. Like most of my people are excited, so excited about the almost excited as I am to try to change the industry and make change, because we're really helping people at the end of the day. And if you can have that passion, it spreads, and like you have so many more hands trying to get you further and where you're going, if you can inspire people like that.
Well, if I was a lawyer, I'd be working for you, that's for sure. I love what you guys are doing. And for everyone listening, please, please read the book or just have it next to your desk. I was actually surprised when I bought it. I'm old fashioned. I bought the real book. She breaks it out really nicely by bullet points, so you can find just what you need. It's not just like, read and listen to Carolyn Rand. It's very practical and very applicable. So for those of you listening, make sure you go do that from one contractor to another.
Thanks. All right. So where is all your info? Where can they find you? What's another podcast?
Yeah. BidClips.com. Check it out. Look at it. Go find some of our videos on YouTube. You can also go to Today in Trades if you want to hear different episodes from women in the workforce, to how to retain technicians, to how to find technicians, to how to just run a more profitable business without having to price hike your customers. You can find more profit without having to change pricing, and we have it all there. So we're trying to make the resources for you. It's a give. We just want everyone to come to it on their own. And when you're ready to adopt some technology, you know, come check out BidClips. Give us a chance.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jim, for being here and sharing all your info and importance of customer service and giving people a platform that's affordable to do that. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Quit Getting Screwed. I hope you found it helpful. If you like what you hear, please like us and follow our podcast. If you want further information, you can find us at subcontractorinstitute.com. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And the book is available on Amazon. Tune in 2 weeks from now for a new episode. Thank you.